colorectal disease. And I don't have to itemize these. It's a breakthrough. No doubt about it, it's a breakthrough in our management, our surgical management. Surgery is still the queen of battle in dealing with the colorectal cancer. Unfortunately, by RECIST criteria, it's very difficult to tell whether a patient responds to chemotherapy or not with carcinomatosis. Our imaging is terrible. And if you go back and look at all of these very fine papers and ask, what about carcinomatosis patients? How do they respond? You don't have any data at all. And as a matter of fact, if you look between the lines and begin to sort out these patients, you will find that the group of patients who have the poorest response to the systemic chemotherapy are those patients with carcinomatosis. So we really don't have any data from this thousands of patients that have been treated in randomized controlled trials about colorectal carcinomatosis. Well, with cytoreductive surgery and the moderate hyperthermia with chemotherapy, we've got a phase 3 study from Holland. We've got the multi-institutional study headed up by Olivier Glehan. We've got a systematic review published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology in 2006. We have about 23 phase 2 studies from multiple institutions around the world, South America, United States, Japan, Korea, many of them from Europe. And the phase 2 studies are coming out repeatedly. The multi-institutional French study, approximately 800 patients, a prospective study, and now in press. We have a lot of information about the management of carcinomatosis. But it's not with systemic chemotherapy. All of the data, virtually